Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're tackling a topic that I think a lot of people struggle with. It can definitely be tough to navigate, that's for sure. And that is finding a trauma therapist.
Absolutely.
We're going to be focusing specifically on Sarasota, Florida, using the sources you guys gave us. Really trying to make this as clear and as straightforward as possible. Because as I said, it can be really difficult, right?
It can.
Finding the right therapist, especially when dealing with something as personal and as sensitive as trauma, well, it can feel like you're lost in a maze. So many different factors to consider, so many different moving parts, from figuring out what trauma actually is and how it shows up, to finding the right kind of therapy and the right therapist for you. You know, for your unique needs and experiences. So we're going to unpack all of that together today. And I think you'll find some surprising insights along the way. Did you know, for example, that trauma doesn't always show up as these big dramatic flashbacks?
Yeah.
You know, like you see in the movies. Sometimes it can be much more subtle. It can look like everyday struggles, like being constantly exhausted or having trouble making decisions.
Yeah, and that's exactly why it's often misunderstood. It can be very subtle.
It makes sense when you put it that way. So let's start with the basics. When we talk about trauma, what are we actually talking about? What does that word really mean?
Yeah, so trauma is basically any event or experience that overwhelms your ability to cope. And it leaves a lasting impact on you, on your mental, emotional, or even your physical well-being.
Okay, so it's not just about the event itself.
Right. It's not just about the event.
It's how you process it.
Exactly.
And how it becomes part of your life moving forward.
Exactly.
You know, I used to think that therapy was really only for what I considered, you know, serious problems.
Mm-hmm.
But learning about how trauma can impact us, even in these smaller, more subtle ways, honestly, has been a real eye-opener for me.
And that's a really common misconception, actually. And I think it prevents a lot of people from getting the help that they need.
Yeah, that makes sense. So let's say someone experiences something traumatic. How does that typically show up? What kind of impact are we talking about?
Well, it's really different for everyone. You know, everyone's different. But there are some common signs. Things like anxiety, depression, problem sleeping, flashbacks. Sometimes even physical symptoms like chronic pain.
Wow.
You might also experience emotional numbness. Or have trouble concentrating, or feel like you're constantly on edge, like you're waiting for the other shoe to drop.
That's a pretty wide range of symptoms, and I imagine it can be hard to connect those things back to the actual traumatic experience.
Absolutely. Trauma can be sneaky like that.
Yeah.
It can get buried in your subconscious and affect you in ways that you don't even realize.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why therapy can be so important. It can help you connect the dots and understand where these struggles are really coming from. And then, of course, start to develop some healthier ways of coping.
So that kind of brings us to the whole idea of finding the right therapist.
Mm.
If you've experienced trauma, what should you be looking for in a therapist?
The most important thing is to find a therapist who specializes in trauma-informed care.
Okay.
That means they have the specific training and the expertise to help you deal with the complexities of trauma and all the ways that it impacts your life.
I could see how that would be important, but wouldn't any therapist have at least, you know, some understanding of trauma? What makes a trauma-informed therapist different?
Well, it's more than just basic knowledge.
Okay.
Trauma-informed therapists, they have a deeper understanding of how trauma can affect your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. They understand the depth and how pervasive it can be. They also understand how trauma can affect your nervous system, your relationships, even your sense of self.
It's like a completely different way of looking at things then.
Exactly.
It's like a whole different lens through which they view your experience.
Yeah.
And that understanding, that shapes their approach to therapy.
Uh-huh.
And helps to create a safe and supportive environment for you to, you know,
mm-hmm.
explore those difficult emotions and start to heal.
Okay, so I'm really starting to see how vital this specialized training is. Once you know you're looking for a trauma-informed therapist, what are some of the specific therapies that they might use? I've heard of EMDR, but honestly, I'm not sure I really understand what it is.
Sure. EMDR stands for Eye Movement Desensitization and Reprocessing. It's a really powerful therapy, and it can be incredibly effective for processing traumatic memories.
Okay.
So basically, you access a traumatic memory,
mm-hmm.
while at the same time you're engaging in something called bilateral stimulation, like moving your eyes back and forth.
That sounds a little strange. How does that help with trauma?
I know it might sound a little unconventional, but there's more and more evidence that shows it's actually very effective.
Okay.
The idea is that the bilateral stimulation helps you reprocess the traumatic memory.
and it sort of loses its emotional sting. So you can recall the event without feeling completely overwhelmed by those really intense emotions.
Oh, that's fascinating. So it's almost like you're rewiring the brain's response to the memory.
Exactly, exactly.
That's really cool.
It's about helping you integrate that memory in a healthier way so it no longer has the same power over you.
Okay, so EMDR is one approach. Are there any other therapies a trauma-informed therapist might use?
Yeah. Another common approach is somatic experiencing, which focuses on how trauma actually gets trapped in the body and disrupts your nervous system. So think about it. When you feel threatened, your body goes into fight, flight, or freeze mode. But sometimes that energy gets stuck.
Yeah.
And that can lead to chronic tension, anxiety, even physical symptoms.
Makes sense. Like your body is just constantly on high alert, even when there's no real danger present.
Precisely.
Wow.
And somatic experiencing helps to release that trapped energy and regulate your nervous system. It helps you feel safe and calm in your body again.
So it's not just about talking through your problems then. It's also about addressing those physical sensations and reactions.
Yeah, it's so interesting.
Trauma is a full body experience. So healing really requires addressing both the mental and physical aspects.
That's a great point. So we've got EMDR, we've got somatic experiencing. Are there any other therapies that we should be aware of?
Absolutely. There's also trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy, or TFCBT for short.
Okay.
It helps you identify and challenge those negative thought patterns that might have developed as a result of the trauma.
So it's like recognizing those unhelpful thoughts and learning how to reframe them.
Exactly.
Interesting.
It's about giving you the power to change the way you think about and respond to the trauma, to reduce its negative impact on your life.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is making me realize there's a lot more to trauma therapy than I thought. It's not just about talking about your problems. It's like you said, it's a full body experience.
Yeah, it really is. So you need a therapist who gets that.
Yeah.
And who can help you address all of those aspects, the mind and the body.
Exactly. And that really highlights how important it is to find a therapist who's a good fit for you.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, even if a therapist has all the right credentials,
yeah,
and they use all the right therapies, if you don't feel comfortable with them, it's not going to work.
Exactly. You're not going to get very far.
Right. The relationship is so important.
The therapeutic relationship is the foundation for everything. You need to feel safe, understood, respected, to really open up and do the hard work of healing from trauma.
Yeah, makes sense. So how do you go about finding that right fit? Is it just a gut feeling, or are there, you know, are there specific things you should look for?
Well, instinct definitely plays a role.
Okay.
But there are also practical things you can do. Think of it like dating, but with higher stakes.
Right.
You wouldn't commit to a relationship after one dinner, would you?
Definitely not. You want to get to know the person. You want to see if you have shared values.
Yeah.
And if there's a genuine connection.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the same goes for finding a therapist. Don't be afraid to schedule a few initial consultations with a few different therapists.
Okay.
It's an interview process where you're both kind of assessing whether it's a good fit.
I like that. So during those consultations, what kind of questions should you be asking to gauge compatibility?
First, think about what you need. What are your priorities? What are you hoping to get out of therapy? What kind of approach do you think would work best for you?
Okay.
And then you can ask the therapist about their experience.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, their experience working with trauma. Ask about their therapeutic style, how they create that safe and trusting environment.
So it's not just about their credentials then. It's about understanding their philosophy and their approach.
Exactly. You want someone who aligns with your values and your goals. Don't be afraid to ask those tough questions.
Hmm.
Like, how do they handle setbacks? What's their view on medication? What are their expectations for the therapy process?
So you're saying you should feel empowered.
Yeah.
To ask those hard questions.
Yeah.
You know? And not just take the therapist's word as gospel.
Absolutely.
Okay.
This is your healing journey. You have the right to choose a guide who feels right for you. And remember, trust your gut. If something feels off, even if you can't quite put your finger on it, it's okay to move on. Keep searching.
I love that. That's so empowering. It's so important to remember that you have agency in this process.
Yeah.
But finding a therapist can also be a logistical challenge, especially in a place like Sarasota. So how do you even start narrowing down the options?
Well, get practical.
Okay.
Location and scheduling flexibility are really important.
Yeah.
Do you need evening appointments, weekend appointments? Are you looking for someone who's close to home or close to work?
Those are all good points. And of course, there's insurance.
Yeah. Insurance is a big one.
Yeah. A lot of people rely on their insurance.
So check which therapists are in your network. if you're planning on using insurance, and if you're paying out of pocket. Don't be shy about asking about sliding scale fees or payment plans. Many therapists are willing to work with you to make therapy more accessible.
That's really good to know. I feel like we've been talking a lot about individual therapy, and I know support groups can be a great resource for people dealing with trauma, but, you know, I'm an introvert. Are there other ways to find that sense of community and connection if a support group isn't the right fit for you?
You bring up a great point. Support groups can be amazing, but they're not for everyone.
Right.
There are definitely other ways to connect with people and find that support.
Yeah.
You could volunteer for a cause that you care about. You could join a hobby group. Or even just, you know, spend more time with your friends and family.
Yeah.
It's about finding what feels comfortable and authentic for you.
I like that. Yeah, finding what works for you.
Exactly. And remember, healing from trauma isn't just about therapy. It's about nurturing every aspect of your well-being. Physical, emotional, social, even spiritual.
So if you asked about finding a therapist, we've talked about understanding different therapies and even considering alternative support systems.
Yeah.
But what about the actual process of healing? What can someone expect when they embark on this journey?
Well, I think the most important thing to remember is that healing from trauma is a process. It's not a destination.
Okay.
There are going to be ups and downs, moments of progress, and moments where you feel stuck. It's not a linear path.
That makes sense. I mean, it's not like you just snap your fingers and you're healed, right?
Right. It takes time.
I can see how it'd be easy to get discouraged if you go into it thinking it's going to be a quick fix.
Absolutely. It's really important to have realistic expectations. Trauma work is challenging. It requires you to confront those painful memories and emotions. And that can be really, really difficult.
Yeah.
But it's also a journey of self-discovery and empowerment.
So it's about understanding that it's going to be tough, but that it's worth it in the end.
Exactly. And you don't have to do it alone. Having a supportive therapist by your side can make all the difference.
We've talked about setbacks being a normal part of the healing process.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to someone who's feeling discouraged or like they're just not making any progress?
First of all, be kind to yourself.
Okay.
Healing takes time. And it's not always linear.
Mm-hmm.
Some days are going to be harder than others. It's like climbing a mountain, you know?
Okay.
You might have to take breaks. You might have to adjust your course. And sometimes you might even slip back a bit.
Right.
But the important thing is to keep going, even if it's just one small step at a time.
I love that analogy. And I think it's so important, like you said, to celebrate those small victories along the way.
Yes, absolutely. Recognizing those positive shifts, even if they seem small, can help you stay motivated and keep moving forward. Maybe you're sleeping a little bit better. Maybe you're able to handle stressful situations with a bit more ease. Those are all signs that you're on the right track.
They are. They are. For me, what really stands out from this conversation is just how important it is to find that therapist who really feels like the right fit, someone who understands your experiences and can guide you on this journey with compassion, but also with expertise.
I couldn't agree more. It's the foundation for everything. And it might take some time and effort to find that person, but it's an investment that's worth making.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your mental health is your most valuable asset. And finding the right therapist can truly be transformative.
Well, this has been such an insightful deep dive. It's given me a whole new understanding of trauma and how important it is to find the right support.
I'm so glad to hear that. And remember, taking that first step is often the hardest, but it's also the most important.
Right.
Reach out, schedule those consultations, ask those tough questions, and trust that you will find the therapist who's right for you.
You will. And remember, everyone, healing is possible. You don't have to live with the weight of trauma forever. With the right support, you can reclaim your life and build a brighter future. Until next time.